time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Renee Rasso. She is a program manager with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. We're going to talk about an emergency rental assistance program that is available out there. And all you got to do is, you know, a little bit of homework. And if you need the help, it is out there and it is available to you. Renee, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me today.
So how are things going down there at the Association of Local Governments?
It's going well.
Everybody's staying healthy. Everything's going good.
Yep.
All right. So let's start talking about this. This is an emergency rental assistance program that is available due to the pandemic. So why don't you let the people know what it's all about and how it's all tied together. And so then we'll talk about some of the things that you've got to do to find out your availability for it.
Okay. So the emergency rental assistance program can assist anybody who's been impacted by COVID, meaning loss of income due to COVID, or their hours were cut due to COVID, they were laid off and denied unemployment, or they were laid off and receiving unemployment, but still it's not enough to cover their housing expenses.
So this is all due and wrapped around the pandemic. So how long of assistance can people get on, and does it start from day one, or can you date back? How does that work?
Okay, yeah, so they can receive up to 12 months of assistance, and it can date back from when the pandemic started. So it can date back to March 2020.
What kind of expenses are allowed on this? What does it cover?
Okay, so it can cover rent arrears, security deposits. So if you've been displaced due to COVID, it can help you to get into a place as well. Utilities and internet. And if you have utilities that are behind and you're about to get a shutoff, it can help cover that full expense. And other housing expenses due directly or indirectly to the COVID-19.
Okay, and the other question, I guess, that people always have when these things come about is there's usually an availability range, and you're saying that it's actually higher than you think, so try it out and see, you may be eligible even if you think that you're not. So what are those ranges?
Yeah, so it's at the 80% average medium income. So for example, a household of one could make $41,555. So,
and they would be eligible for
the
expenses.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you never know until you try it out. Now, in the past, these have been paper forms and things that you have filled out. Now they've got a website. So let's talk about the website and where people can find that and how they get to it.
Okay. So the website is rentrelief.utah.gov. And then you'll just go in there and fill out the application online, and you'll have to upload the documents.
Now, you were saying, you know, a lot of people, you know, are uneasy when they do things on the internet, but there's kind of a safety net, right? Because after all of those forms are filled out, what happens with those?
Then we, my coworker, Colton Judd, we go in and we'll check all the documents that are uploaded. If there's any missing documents, the client will receive an email with what's missing, and they'll have to go in and upload that.
So, and it's just that easy. You go in, you fill it out, and then you guys go back and double check all the work on that.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, what if someone doesn't have access to the internet, or they can't get online or anything like that, and they need to, you know, and they need a little bit of extra help? What do they need to do then?
They can reach out to Renee Rasso or Colton Judd. So my phone number is 435-613-0067, and Colton Judd, his number is 435-613-0021, and we can set an appointment with them, and they can come in, and we can walk them through that process.
Or if they're doing it online and they have a few questions, they could call, and you could just kind of walk them through that as well, I would assume?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so, and you are saying that if you need assistance to the point where you need to come in, you are requesting an appointment, right? Because your office is closed. So if they need to do that, they just give you a call?
Yes. Yep.
And then you can set all that up for them.
Yep.
Okay. Now, one last time, we're talking about the Emergency Rental Assistance Program with Renee Rasso from the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. So if there's one thing that you would like people that are listening to take from this program, what would that be?
So if you think you might not qualify, just go on the portal and apply, and you'll be surprised. You'll qualify.
All right, Renee, thank you so much. One more time, your phone number if people need to get in touch with you for questions.
Okay, yeah. So it's Renee Razzo, and it's 435-613-0067.
All right, Renee, with the Southeastern Association of Local Governments, thank you so much for taking out the time today. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for having me.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.